This is Galesburg's Evening News on WGIL. I'm Will Stevenson. Thanks for joining us tonight. We have another Galesburg native who is making a name for himself in the acting ranks. You'll recall a number of years back, we talked a lot about Caitlin Mulder and the work she's gotten on TV and films. And there's also another person from the area that is getting some recognition. And specifically, he was on Criminal Minds last night on CBS. You may know him here as David Gray, but for the purposes of acting, he's also known as Dietrich Gray. So he is joining us on the line now from up near Chicago. Dietrich, how are you? Thanks for your time.
I'm actually up in, I'm in Hollywood.
Oh, wow. No kidding.
Yeah, I'm out in L.A. That's why I'm wearing short sleeves. I don't want to rub it in too much because I do understand it's just gotten really frigid there.
Yes, yeah. So don't rub it in too much. But at least you're in a place where they appreciate warm weather.
probably not as much as you.
Yeah, but amen to that. So tell me, how long have you been in acting?
Gosh, I got the bug, I guess they say, when I was 9 years old. My mom dragged me to Prairie Players audition.
Yeah.
And she and I ended up doing a couple of musicals at the Orpheum downtown. And then, stuck with it through high school. I went to college and studied it. I hit the bricks as a theater actor based out of Chicago for 10 years. And I've been out here in L.A. working and TV and films and commercials for 5 years now.
Okay. Would you, has it been as much of I guess I've had other friends over the years who've tried acting, some in Chicago, some in other places. Has it been as much of a struggle at times as I've been led to believe it might be?
Oh, are you kidding? it's nothing but,
okay.
No, there's no easy way about it, but part of that struggle is in many ways part of the fun. And not knowing what you're going to be doing next week keeps adds a little spice to life, a lot of people like that kind of consistency and a 9-to-5 environment, and I've sort of always been a little bit of a wild child, and I think that unexpected nature that show business brings you is kind of exciting to me, and I embrace it.
Absolutely. It sounds like especially with you being on a big show like Criminal Minds last night, that it's paying off for you, I imagine, probably in ways you both didn't expect, right?
It's true. Although I don't know how many of your listeners caught the show last night, but I played this convicted sex offender. Mm. And so I was definitely making my mother proud.
That like the equivalent of playing a dead person on Law & Order SVU?
Perhaps. Perhaps. No, definitely not playing a good guy last night. But it's funny, my career has always straddled somewhere between like a quirky high school science teacher on a Disney teen comedy and like a serial killer. So it's just a funny way particular brand of what I do has lent itself to getting hired for those two very opposite things.
Well, it sounds to me, though, it shows versatility more than anything else, right?
Probably. Although, if those teens knew what I was doing over on the network and cable shows, they probably wouldn't find my quirky teacherdom very, very, very charming.
So if I looked you up on IMDb right now, that would be the range of kind of things you've played over the years?
Oh, yeah, totally, totally, totally.
Give me an idea of some other things you've been in.
Well, I've got an episode of Westworld coming up.
Oh.
Which airs on HBO in May. That's going to be really fun to check out. But I did The Bold and the Beautiful recently, in fact. you know, just I worked on American Horror Story last year, and so, you know, things sprinkled in here and there. But nothing will be as satisfying as it was treading the boards with my old Prairie Players friends at the Orpheum Theater on Kellogg.
Yeah,
those are such great memories that I cherish.
I would imagine. Do you get back here very often? And if so, I'm sure you're aware that Prairie Players has its own place now, right?
Oh, is that on Seminary Street?
Yes, yeah,
I did learn that. I have yet to see a show there, but boy, that I sure look forward to doing that. I get back at least once a year.
Okay.
Usually around the holidays. See my mom and dad and my sisters. Big shout out to my family. And so maybe the next time I come back, I'll have to see what's playing. It'd be great to say hi to everybody.
Absolutely. So what advice would you give to somebody who may be looking to get into acting? I imagine not getting frustrated might be a pretty good piece of advice, wouldn't it?
Oh, for sure. Persistence is key. Being an expert at what you do is key. You know, work really, really hard, and just become that, you know, the best you can be at what you do, and so that you can walk into rooms and have that confidence to know that you're gonna knock it out of the park and knock everyone's socks off. And I'd say the most important thing I can just say is be the nicest person you can be to every single person that you meet.
So,
because PA number 4 is someday going to direct a movie.
Yeah, you know, I've been thinking about that, you know, especially as we get into award season and how I always hear about some actors that are just an absolute pain in the behind to work with, and some who are just as you say, or just as nice as could be to everybody they work with. That's good to hear that you're the latter and not the former.
Yeah, and it always bums me out to hear when actors aren't top notch and good people and treat people kind of poorly, because I just think to myself, you know, no matter what the stresses are, no matter what's coming your way from the other side, you know, we're very lucky to be able to work in show business and tell stories to audiences and to be in a position to take people away for even an hour from the stresses of their lives and sort of get lost in the story that we're telling. And that's a really fortunate place to be. And so anybody who's gonna be nasty, I think it's That's bad news.
Mm-hmm.
Bad news. Bad news, Will.
Absolutely. One last question for you before I let you go, and I guess it's kind of a two-part question. Since you mentioned that your roles kind of straddle the line between science teacher and, let's say, accused criminal at the very least here, is there a type of role you would like to get at some point, or a type of, or a particular show or film you'd like to be in? And is there a particular actor you'd like to work with you haven't worked with yet?
Well, I will say my absolute dream is to play a Bond villain.
Oh.
You know, because I think what's cool about those guys, especially in recent years, is there's a quirkiness, there's an unexpected to the choices that they make and the performances that they bring to the camera. And I think, you know, my particular brand of somewhere between science teacher and convicted criminal lends itself to that, a kind of unexpected villainy. As far as someone to work with, I mean, some of my favorites. I did have the great fortune of being at a screening the other night of Darkest Hour, and Gary Oldman was giving a Q&A. He's a big a guy I really look up to. I'd love to work with Jessica Lange, who I adore, and you know, just all the There's so many that I would feel lucky to share the screen with. But those two come to mind.
Absolutely. All right. Well, I look forward to continuing to follow your career. I'm glad, by way of disclosure, your mom called us and told us that you were on Criminal Minds last night. And unfortunately, we had other things happening on this program, so we didn't get a chance to talk to you. But I'm glad we did tonight. And it sounds like a lot of people got to see you play that convicted criminal so well.
Yeah. I think you can catch it on CBS.com.
Yeah, absolutely.
Didn't miss a thing.
All right. Dietrich Gray to some, David Gray to others. Thank you so much for your time and continued success to you.
Thanks a lot, Will. This was fun.
Dietrich Gray on Galesburg's Evening News. Kim Komando in sports straight ahead on WGIL.